What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. You know how I know it's getting real, Randy?
What's that?
Because we just got the email from Mike Conti with the details of the Wade Ford tailgate
show. Oh, yeah.
Where we're going to be. I know we've talked a little bit about it.
Right.
We're going to be on the bridge over Centennial Yards.
Ooh.
Right there at the stadium, right across the street from the stadium.
You're going to be on a bridge?
I don't think I've ever broadcast from a bridge before.
You're going to be all right?
I think it's a low bridge.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't love heights.
Yeah, I know you don't like heights. That's why I was like,
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, you're right.
I haven't seen it.
Are y'all gonna be on that big thing that we have?
I don't know.
The big old stage.
Probably.
So that puts about 5 feet.
Extra. Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
Don't be up there sweaty palming it.
I'm gonna be.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be nervous anyway.
Yeah.
Working with Joe.
I know, because we know Joe's a thug.
He is.
If Joe's a big Ohio State fan, they're playing Grambling this week, and they just had a presser with Grambling's coach. So funny. He's like, well, we both have great bands. He said, well, we both have great bands.
Who is Grambling's coach these days?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
But it's funny how he said that. We have both have great bands. And then he's like, I'm just joking. And then his face got all serious. We know what we're getting into. Y'all about to get y'all ass whipped.
That's good and honest. Because I don't know who that was from Marshall last week, if it was a coach or who that was.
Yes.
But that guy.
Yeah.
He's
going to shake stuff up.
Okay.
Damn, shake your ass back.
That's one word for it. Yeah, all right.
Shake yourself to the bank.
Let's get the Smoking Joe Patrick.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and
it's just not like the Golden Gate Bridge, I don't think.
To the best of our
I'm sure it's a nice bridge.
In the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smoking Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
But that's where we're going to be, Joe. We're going to be on the bridge on Sunday, getting ready for the Falcons game.
Yeah, let's hope this season goes well, right?
What time's Wade Ford start?
That way you don't have to jump off of it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the joke. I was going to put that in the email to Conti. I didn't know if that was above board, so I just said on the air, I guess.
Yeah, instead of emailing it, just say it live on the radio. What were you saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to say it live because you want people to come down there, right?
Yeah.
But I'm
saying,
I was asking what time Wade Ford start, right?
Yeah, so it's nine to eleven before 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, We're trying to get get some more pub for you.
Yeah, try to get more pub for you.
Hell yeah.
And then my boy, Joe, you about to run a little help my boy out because Washington play at 12 o'clock on Saturday night, right?
Every Saturday now. We just kick off at midnight. So I'm gonna be a little tired on Sunday morning. Now luckily this is UC Davis. And I'm not trying to disrespect an opponent or anything.
But we should be able
to go to bed at halftime on that one. Couldn't last week against Colorado State. Tied midway through the third quarter in that one, but should be good on UC Davis. Anyway, Falcons kick off.
Can I say something about this? So I've been thinking about Washington lately as I was seeing Alabama lose in disgraceful fashion to Florida State, and I'm thinking, how did Washington make a national championship? And I feel like the reasons why they were in that national championship and they were so good that year is narrowing down. And I think that I'm hoping maybe that one of the reasons will be on display on Sunday.
Well, yeah. Yeah, the Heisman finalist quarterback definitely was part of it. It was some other guys too. And I personally, and I, you know, I'm obviously very biased
yes.
on this.
Yes.
I personally still believe Kalen DeBoer is a very good coach. Now, again, he's got a great roster right now and they're not playing well. So I don't know, but, I still think a lot of people at my church are Alabama fans and they've all been trying to give him back. They were like, you guys take DeBoer yeah. back? I was like, I will take him right now. You guys take Jed Fish. We'll take Kalen DeBoer back.
Well, Jed Fish is 1-0.
He is 1-0. He's 1-0. Kalen DeBoer is 0-1. So, all right. Just like a big picture, where's your mind at right now on Thursday with the game kicking off at 1 o'clock on Sunday? General feeling about this matchup on Sunday against the Bucs and the Falcons in general?
I mean, I'm just like, it's nothing special, you know. I think that everybody is thinking about what this offense is going to be and what they can be, but what are they going to look like on Sunday, particularly this Sunday, when we have not seen them play basically for the better part of 7 months or whatever, however long it's been since that game against Carolina, the last game of the season last year. So how are they going to be able to perform? I kind of feel, guys, like, this game is going to leave people a little disappointed just because I feel like both of these offenses in this particular game are probably going to sputter more than they will over the course of the season. But just because you didn't have that preseason action to kind of get in the flow, you've got some, you know, pieces that you're moving around for both sides. You know, both sides are going to be missing one of their offensive tackles from sure, a worse injury situation, frankly, than the Falcons are. And that's been kind of the story of Falcons camp for the last few weeks. So I think that this stuff is just going to create a bit of a messier game. You know, this is like what I was saying about the Ohio State Texas game as an Ohio State fan, just saying like, I think these teams are very good, but I don't know if this first game is going to be a true reflection of what exactly these teams have. So for the Falcons, I think it's really it's kind of the story of this first four games is just, you win these games anyway. You just try to put yourself in the best position until you can get a little bit healthier, hopefully. You get Mooney and Storm Norton potentially back in the starting lineup, and then you get Michael Penix rolling. And I think that he will hopefully get better as the season goes on, and that's going to be, I think, a key for this Falcons team. If they want to be in the playoffs, they're going to have to be a team that gets better toward the second half of the season and is improving and is an ascending team. The last two or three years, really since I've been covering this team, they've been in okay spots by the time they get to midseason-ish, and then they kind of just fade away. It feels like the fatigue of the season kind of gets to them and it all catches up. They start this kind of downward slide toward the end of the season. And the good teams, the best teams, the teams that you're really excited about going into the playoffs are the ones that are the complete opposite of that. That's what the Falcons were when they had their Super Bowl run. So that's the kind of thing you want to see the team trend towards as the season progresses.
Joe P., what are your thoughts, what's your gut tell you about whether Darnell Mooney is going to play or not?
You know, it's an interesting one, guys, because I feel like I saw him running routes yesterday, and he's absolutely, like, running full speed. They were, like, doing some drills. I've never seen this drill before. They're just, like, catching bombs, basically. Like, they were just, like, running from the 50-yard line to the end zone, and Michael Penix was just flinging the ball downfield, which is, that's a fun one to watch.
And he
looks great doing it. You know, to me, it signals that he's basically ready to go, but he needs that medical clearance that he's going to be able to survive contact, basically. I think the injury with him, you know, and granted it was kind of a blunt force injury, you know, that contact with the ground that caused the injury. I think that's probably the thing the Falcons are concerned about, him potentially re-aggravating. It's not a matter of, you know, him being able to run his routes and run full speed and be dynamic in that sense. So that's what gives me hope or optimism, is that if he is cleared to play, then he is going to be the same dynamic Darnell Mooney that we're accustomed to. And I think that will really open things up for this Falcons offense with Michael Penix. But it's just a matter of whether he gets that clearance. And on that part of it, that's what kind of makes me pessimistic, because I feel like when you're saying, oh, yeah, we just need medical clearance, we're going to wait up till game time, like kickoff, like that to me signals like, okay, I feel like I've seen this movie before, and that player very rarely getting the clearance, but we'll see.
If he doesn't go, Obviously, Drake London is the main target in the passing game anyway. There's Kyle Pitts as well. Bijan's going to get some targets. Who's the second wide receiver in your mind?
I mean, it's Casey Washington. Right. Casey Washington has kind of ascended to be this backup X for Darnell Mooney in that role and what they want out of that role. It's kind of interesting because, at least from my perspective, like, you know, Drake London was the X receiver for this team when Arthur Smith was here, and that's kind of more what I associate with, like, an X receiver is that kind of big, dominant, physically dominant player. And what this scheme wants under Zach Robinson is more of, like, you don't necessarily need to be big. You just need to be able to separate. That's what they always say. And Casey Washington has that kind of physical skill set to separate. And so, in fact, it was funny. He was joking yesterday. Somebody brought up, asked him if he had, like, played baseball for some reason. And he said no, but he joked that when he was in high school, he kind of, like, basically was told he wasn't going to be a baseball player when he was doing a base running drill. And he's, like, running slants from, like, base to base instead of doing the whole banana thing. But I thought it was just kind of funny because that is kind of what he's asked to do in this offense is be that guy who can, you know, turn on a dime, cut and create separation. And he's going to be called upon to do that kind of thing if Darnell Mooney obviously isn't ready to play, if he doesn't get that clearance. I think we're going to see a very healthy dose of Casey Washington. I don't know about the targets necessarily, but in terms of the plays and snaps, he'll be on the field a lot for the team.
We talked about it earlier, to make more of a big deal of certain things, but what did you think about when the depth chart came out defensively?
Yeah, it was interesting. It was interesting to see Dorless, you know, where he was. I think that was the thing that caught everybody's eye. I got to say, though, Randy, like, I was nodding hard when Raheem the next day said that, like, I don't care about the depth charts. he really besmirched the depth charts in a way only a head coach of a team can. I think anybody else would get trouble, but if they were so degrading toward the depth chart. But that's kind of like, there's going to be so much rotation in that room. Like Nate always said, you know, he doesn't want players on the field for more than like four plays in a row before they come off because they want just fresh bodies in there to go in and implement this attack style front, which is basically cause havoc, create penetration, get in the backfield, just make a messy situation for whether it's a pass or a run. Either way, they want them just muddying up the situation. And I'm interested to see if that chaotic kind of picture is going to be good or bad for the linebackers. I asked Nate Pauly about this during training camp, and he said linebackers have liked the system when attack style front, this penetrating kind of style of front. But I don't know. Like, it's an interesting one for me because you've got a converted safety in Divine Diablo, who's now going to be one of your starters, and he's stepping in for a player in Troy Anderson, who neither of these players you would say are natural, like, run that sense as a linebacker. So we'll see how it plays out. I don't know. I think that there's potentially ways that the team could kind of get gashed in the run game, but we'll see it. And, you know, I think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are really going to be relying on Bucky Irving to do that. So it'll be kind of a test to see who wins that battle.
Yeah, that's something we've been talking about a lot this week. Yeah. It's one of those things, like, you're really not going to know until you see it on Sunday.
Yeah.
But I think it's fair to look at it on paper and be like, I don't know. we'll see how they work it out. Joe, we appreciate it. I'll talk to you Sunday.
All right, thanks, guys. Talk to you Sunday, Andy.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, Falcons insider, and my co-host on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
Don't say that like that.
What?
I don't like that.
What do you mean?
Your co-host. I'm your co-host.
Well, no, you're my partner.
Okay.
You're my partner.
Yeah.
And my brother.
Yeah, yeah. I like that better.
That's my co-host.
Yeah, I like how you put that in there, man.
I don't love Joe.
Well,
I like him.
He's cool. Hey, guys, this Saturday.
Strong like, though.
This Saturday from noon to 2 o'clock, Joe and our gal, Allie Mack, over at Calavan Kia in Lithia Springs as we get you ready for Sunday's big game. And one of you lucky fans will win an Ultimate Tailgate Kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand. Really jealous of that.
It's
and other prizes. Plus another winner will take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's this Saturday, 10 to at Callahan's Kia in Lithia Springs.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Or Ali Mac will be out there.
Here's how I'd put it. If Joe was a text message, okay, I'd give him a thumbs up.
Okay.
If you were a text message, I'd give you a heart.
All right, that's all I need to know.
There you go.
That's all I need to know.
AMA's next. 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.